Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the Players Platform Show. And we're going out to the West Coast today, and we'll be joined with the Azusa Pacific standout defensive back, C.J. Broussard. And we were just kind of talking to him before going live, and we were talking about him kind of giving up on the idea of one of his hobbies of cliff diving. But he had another fascinating story with that. So, CJ, we'll kind of lead into the show with you saying, since cliff diving is kind of put on hiatus as you go through this NFL venture, you have some other places you can dive. So, well, where's the most likely place for us to kind of see you take a jump?
Yeah, well, if anybody wants to, I got a perfect roof jump here at my house. Southern California, you know, I'm blessed to have a pool in my backyard, and even more blessed at the angle of this roof that I can get some good lift off of it and have some fun.
That's good. That's a great opening segment to the show. For you, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee days, I mean, were you always in the football, and have you always kind of been a little bit better of an athlete growing up than most of the other kids?
You know, I must say, I think basketball was really my first love. But I was never the tallest out of my group of friends and in my class. So football was really where I developed in my athleticism. It wasn't until about my freshman year of high school that I really realized, like, okay, maybe I am just a football player. So that's when I kind of started gearing everything, all my focus towards football. Even when I was playing basketball and running track, it was all geared towards how do I become a better football player through this. And I wouldn't necessarily say I was that much of a greater athlete than everybody around me, but I think definitely just my work ethic, it really showed through from a young age.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, I'm curious, I mean, kind of going through the motions, I mean, I know you were successful on both sides of the ball at the high school level. When you, you know, started to get recruited and looking at going to different schools, I mean, did any other schools look at you at other positions, and what other schools showed interest in you?
Yeah, so I actually grew up playing quarterback, and my junior year is when I made that transition to a corner or a defensive back, and I played a little bit of slot receiver too. So most of the schools that I talked to, they were interested in me as a defensive back. Definitely the bigger ones. I was in conversation with Cal Berkeley, UNLV, Oregon State, Cincinnati, Sac State. None of those really ended up coming through with actual scholarship offers. And Azusa Pacific was really the only school that said, hey, we see you as a two-way player. And if you come here, you have the potential to play both sides of the ball. I got to tell you, I should have got that in writing because I got here and I only played defense, but yeah, definitely. I was definitely blessed to be here and be a part of this program.
And CJ, I'm curious. I mean, would they had you playing some slot receiver? Or would they had you kind of toying with some trick plays at quarterback? I mean, obviously that didn't work out offensively, but what was the idea maybe going in? What do you think you would have played?
Yeah. Going in, they liked me as a slot receiver, but we, you know, I have a pretty good relationship still with the offensive coordinator here at APU, Rudy Carlton, and he kind of has an imagination, so I could see him maybe trying some wildcat stuff, maybe getting a slot and picking up a fly sweep and throwing the ball down the field. But again, like I said, that never, I don't think there was ever a need because we just had that much depth at both of those positions, so.
Awesome stuff. Once again, C.J. Broussard, the standout defensive back from Azusa Pacific, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. You folks know if you missed any of this show in its entirety, it's always free and available at iTunes under the Players Platform Show. You can also check it out at Blog Talk Radio. You just simply type in his name and then we'll be featuring his draft bio page at collegetopro.com. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about CJ as he makes his path towards the next level. And that's quickly approaching April 27th. Philadelphia this year, they're going to be the host city for the NFL draft. For you, I mean, I ask all the guys that come on the show, I mean, when does the sense, you know, that you can kind of take this to the next level? I mean, you know as well as anybody, everybody that plays on Saturdays wants an opportunity to get to Sunday. But, I mean, do you have some great games against great opponents? Do the coaches come up to you and say, hey, CJ, you know, scouts are asking about you, or, you know, we see something special in you? When do you kind of get the realization that you can really make this happen?
You know, it was always a dream of mine to take this football career as far as it would go. But I kind of got the sense or the realization that, hey, this could really become a legitimate thing. My freshman year when I was here, and it was just that first practice of fall camp. I'm coming out of the locker room, and I walk on the field, and I saw about three to five guys on the sideline with clipboards. And they all looked like they came from like a sports fan shop. They were all decked out in their different NFL team gear and stuff like that. And it turned out they were NFL scouts. They weren't necessarily looking at me as a freshman, but they were out there. And that's when I realized, like, hey, this school has some definitely get some publicity. So why not go for it? And then going into my junior year, I had a pretty good career up to that point, and so I started getting some scouts that were coming and saying, hey, who's this CJ kid? And so, you know, it was never really on my mind until, I'd say, a week after our final game of this season. That's when I really kind of talked to my head coach, Victor Santa Cruz, and said, hey, what do you think? Is this actually a possibility? And so through all that talking, we kind of just said, yeah, if we're going to go for it, then let's do it 100%.
Definitely. Hey, man, if you're going to do it, you got to go all the way with it. Well, I mean, we talked about those scouts. I mean, if you're in the film room with some of those guys right now and they're breaking down game tapes and practice film of you, I mean, what do you think of those home run qualities, those hallmark abilities that's going to kind of pop off the film that they're going to fall in love with?
I think the first thing that's going to jump out at people is just my playmaking ability. You'll notice on my tape that I'm always around the ball or even with the ball in my hands. I've not only led my team, but I've led my conference in turnovers the past 3 years, and was able to just do some special things on the field this year. I was blessed. So that's the first thing that'll jump out to you, is just I'm always around the ball, have a nose for it. And secondly is the fact that I play a lot of special teams. I think I'm kind of a rare breed. It's not a lot of times that you see a four-year starter on defense also being a four-year starter on special teams. And I really took pride in that phase of the game, and it shows up on my film. I'm willing to throw a block for my returners. I'm willing to go run down the ball if I need to. So those are definitely the big two things I think will jump out to scouts.
I have no question about you holding back. I know you were not going to hold back on throwing a block on special teams if you're going to jump off a cliff. I think it's pretty fair in that assessment. Does anything go no unnoticed about your game? I ask this question because, you know, sometimes it's leadership qualities or maybe the game film study that you spend all week preparing for opponents. I mean, what are some of the things that scouts and coaches need to know about you that they won't necessarily be able to pick up off tape that's a big bonus for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, the leadership qualities and the preparation that goes into it, I think that's a huge reflection of your play on the field. You know, like a lot of times you'll see guys make plays and yet some people will say, oh, he was lucky. The quarterback just threw the ball right to him. Well, my response to that is, who's to say I didn't prepare my butt off all week and to the point where I knew that ball was going to be there? So I think that really shows up that I'm just aware on the field because I've prepared so much throughout the week. But one thing that I think scouts do need to know is that I love the weight room, and I love to get out. At my pro day, I put up 225 18 times, which was pretty high up there in respects of the other defensive backs in this class. And so I think, yeah, those are just a couple of the things that I would love scouts to know about me.
Awesome stuff. Once again, CJ Broussard, the standout from Azusa Pacific, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we break down what this young man does and why he's on that NFL draft radar of the 32 NFL teams making the key selections for this upcoming draft. I'm curious because I wish I knew more about what you guys did defensively, but I mean, on a typical Saturday, I mean, what is the coaching staff kind of requiring of you? I mean, what's your role defensively and what kind of style of defense did you guys play?
Our style defense is we call it a double eagle flex. It's not your everyday. I actually hadn't seen a defense like it until I got here. But generally we play, we're a press man team, a funnel man. So we have our high free safety. And then from the boundary, we like to kind of funnel our guys into that, higher and lower hole. My four years here, I've kind of seen my role change on the field. I came in, played a lot of nickel, lining up on tight ends or slot backs, things like that, playing a lot of man from distance. And then moving forward the next couple of years, I played either boundary corner or field corner. And boundary corner is more of a one-on-one matchup with the bigger receiver. So I like to get up and press those guys and be physical with them. And then in the field, I played more off man. Those are usually the quicker guys that they like to get out in space. And so kind of test your footwork a little bit out there. And then, I had to know the whole playbook. So I was able to play free safety. I could play a strong safety, outside backer hybrid, kind of that nickel position, like I said.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I play it all. I was always prepared any Saturday because at this level we don't have a ton of depth in each position. We have guys that can play across the board, but if one man goes down, you got to figure out how do these pieces fit in. And so that's just how I made myself more valuable to the team, was just knowing everything about the playbook and being able to do it all.
Awesome stuff, man. Man, I could talk to you for another 20 minutes, but sadly we're almost out of time. But before we let you go, we always like to throw some lighthearted stuff your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, we'll get back to the diving real quick, what we started with. What's the biggest, I guess, the highest cliff jump you've ever made?
I got to say the highest was probably up there around 70 feet. It was into a lake.
Crazy.
Yeah, I got in the water to make sure there were no rocks or trees that I was going to hit on the way down. But, yeah, 70 feet, it was up there for sure.
That's pretty impressive, man. That is definitely – 70-foot jump is pretty, pretty impressive. For you, this one, I mean, female celebrity, CJ, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Oh, man, this is the one that gets me in trouble. I'm actually in a relationship, preparing to propose here in the near future. I don't know. I don't know if I could bring myself to answer it. So I may have to, if you have an alternative,
you might have to
question,
bypass.
Let me flip it back.
If your future fiance, the Bee, was on the show and I asked her that particular question, do you think she would have somebody in mind to take, or do you think she'd be like, no, I'm just sticking with CJ?
Hopefully she would say me, and looking at the trajectory of this whole draft experience, hopefully that'll come true.
Nice. Excellent. And then the final question before we let you go today, we do appreciate your time. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes of Illustrative Creations. He design the themes that you guys want on your cleats or your spikes. He paints that, on there. If you could have anything on your spikes or cleats, what kind of idea, spray job would you want?
Wow, that I might have to get that guy's number. That's my I'm a big shoe guy, so I would definitely have to say my Fab Five is faith, family, friends, finding knowledge, and football. I'd love a pair of cleats that kind of incorporates all those things in one.
Nice. Well, when we hang up, I will exchange numbers for you, and then we'll get that thing going for you. Hey, man, I cannot
That'd be awesome.
Get your bio up. There's so much to talk about, and like I said, anything you need here from the C2P, let us know. But we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout, CJ Broussard, here on the C2P. And you got to love that this kid led the team in turnover, led the conference in turnovers the last 3 years, four-year starter. And you can just kind of tell this kid got a heart, a team demeanor in him, and that's kind of why I think he's been able to kind of stand out. And thus far, leading up us to this 2017 NFL draft class. Again, if you want more, CJ, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and obviously at the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.